This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandar with the news, the headlines first. Speaker Devraj Khimri is scheduled to address 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia today. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav says that ensuring quality drinking water for all citizens remain government's key priority. And COP29 climate deal increases climate finance commitment for developing nations. $300 billion deal at COP criticized for failing to meet scale of climate challenge. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khimri, who is on a five-day visit to Cambodia, had a courtesy meeting with the President of National Assembly of Cambodia last evening. In the meeting, the two leaders discussed matters of bilateral interest, progress of Nepal's peace process, parliamentary exchange and other issues. Speaker Khimri thanked his Cambodian counterpart for organizing and inviting him to the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. Likewise, Speaker Khimri said in the meeting that an inclusive and progressive structure has been built along with the peace process in Nepal. The Cambodian Parliament gave a guard of honor to Speaker Khimri for the success achieved in Nepal's peace process and the recent passing of the transitional justice law by the Parliament. Speaker Khimri expressed his happiness that Cambodia has developed socio-economically under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister of Cambodia. Speaker Khimri expressed his belief that the recently concluded air service agreement between the government of Nepal and Cambodia will help to connect the people of the two countries. Speaker Khimri also had an informal meeting with Cambodian Prime Minister this morning. Speaker Khimri is scheduled to address the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace today. The speaker will return home on 26th of November. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav has emphasized that providing quality drinking water to all citizens is government's top priority. During an on-site inspection of drinking water projects that are still under construction in various locations of Chapa, the minister reviewed the progress of the projects and discussed challenges faced during their construction with local authorities to help address the problems. Likewise, Minister Yadav stressed the importance of expediting construction of projects to ensure clean and safe water for consumers and directed concerned authorities to complete the construction of drinking water projects on time. The minister assured that the government is committed to solving water supply and sanitation issues nationwide to improve citizens' quality of life. Local officials welcomed his visit, expressing hope for supply of timely and quality water services in the region. Voters of Ram Gopalpur 2 in Mohotari have complained to the leaders of various political parties that the agriculture sector has been neglected. The leaders are on a door-to-door campaign seeking votes on the eve of the 1st of December local level by-elections. Farmers have complained to party leaders that the governments of all levels have not tried to resolve their problems. Voters have complained to the leaders of the central level of various parties about their benefits and incentives as they are busy campaigning for the local level leaders. Service of the provincial hospital named Jaleshwar Hospital has been affected due to shortage of doctors. This has resulted after three in-service doctors resigned en masse. Orthopedic Dr. Saroj Bhagat said that they resigned because they did not receive salary, allowances and other benefits. The hospital receives on an average 200 patients every day. One of the patients said that they were affected due to the lack of specialist doctors. Meanwhile, Acting Medical Superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Prabhat Kumar Gami, admitted that continuous discussions are underway with the Hospital Management Committee, Madhya's government and the Ministry of Health to resolve the issue. Acting Medical Superintendent Gami expressed the confidence that the resigned doctors would be provided their due salaries. The CPN Unified Socialist has finalized the responsibilities and division of work of the leaders in the party. Politburo member Alok Raimachi announced that a task force led by party chair Madhav Kumar Nepal has been formed to allocate responsibilities within the party structure. The task force has implemented a one-post, one-person system to assign roles, ensuring clear distribution of duties from the upper committee to the lower levels. According to him, the responsibilities and division of work of the leaders will be issued through inter-party directives. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news updates. A new climate finance deal reached at COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, requires wealthy nations to ramp up funding to help poorer countries tackle climate change. under the COP29 agreement, developed countries, including the European Union, will contribute at least $300 billion annually by 2035, a significant increase from the current $100 billion commitment. However, $300 billion falls short of the $500 billion sought by some developing nations. According to Al Jazeera, the funds will come from a mix of government budgets, private investment, and potential global taxes on sectors like aviation and shipping. The goal is to mobilize $1.3 trillion annually by 2030. China's role in climate finance remains voluntary, while developing nations will see tripled public fund by 2030. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed concern that the climate finance deal agreed early on Sunday in Azerbaijan did not go far enough, as he urged nations to view it as a foundation on which to build. Secretary General Guterres opined that he had hoped for a more ambitious outcome on both finance and mitigation to meet the great climate challenges. The UN chief said that an agreement at COP29 was absolutely essential to keep the 1.5 degree limit alive. According to the BBC, the African group of negotiators described the sum separated as too little, too late. The representatives from India dismissed the money as paltry sum. Previously, poorer countries had asked for $1.3 trillion to help them fight the climate battle. Israeli forces issue new evacuation orders for Gaza's cities, Sujaya, prompting hundreds of Palestinians to flee after a day in which 38 people were killed across the enclave. According to Al Jazeera, the death toll from Israel's attack on central Beirut rose to 20 as rescuers continued to comb the rubble for survivors. At least 66 others were wounded. Thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv calling for a truce deal after Hamas said a female captive was killed in Israel's relentless bombardment of northern Gaza. Israel's genocide in Gaza has killed at least 44,176 Palestinians and wounded 104,473 since October 7, 2023. In Lebanon, at least 3,670 people have been killed in Israeli attacks since the war on Gaza began. Russia is ready to carry out cyber attacks on the United Kingdom and other allies in a bid to weaken support for Ukraine. According to the BBC, Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, Pat McFadden, whose role includes responsibility for national security, is set to tell a NATO meeting that the Kremlin could target British businesses and leave millions without power. It is the latest in a series of warnings about the cyber warfare capabilities of Russia, which McFadden is to call a hidden war being waged against Ukraine. McFadden is also expected to single out Russia's unit 29155, which the government says has carried out a number of attacks in the UK and Europe. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province. There is partial influence of westerly winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker Devraj Khemri is scheduled to address 11th plenary session of International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace in Cambodia today. Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav says that ensuring quality drinking water for all citizens remain government's key priority. And COP29 climate deal increases climate finance commitment for developing nations. $300 billion deal at COP criticized for failing to meet scale of climate challenge. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, do visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.